From 1911 to 1912, L. Frank Baum wrote The Sea Fairies, as well as Sky Island, which feature the adventures of a young girl named Trot and her friend Cap'n Bill. These were meant to be the first in a new series, however, it wasn't as successful as expected. This led Baum and his publisher, Riley and Lee, to continue the Oz series. To the right are five of the six books in the 1913 Little Wizard series, which told short tales featuring the Oz characters. These were released to promote the return of the Oz books and to get younger readers interested. Later that year, they released The Patchwork Girl of Oz. L. Frank Baum went on to publish a new Oz book every year until his death in 1919. These were Tick-Tock of Oz, The Scarecrow of Oz, Rinkitink in Oz, The Lost Princess of Oz, and on the third shelf, The Tin Woodman of Oz, released in 1918. This would be the last book published before his death. He had written both The Magic of Oz and Glinda of Oz, but both were released posthumously. Though many further Oz books were written, some scholars only consider Baum's 14 books to be official. On the left is stationery used by Baum, with his address in Hollywood, Ozcott. To the far left is a picture of L. Frank Baum reading one of his books to children. On the fourth shelf, you see a map of the Land of Oz, which was included in the Tick-Tock of Oz book. A notable detail is that the compass is flipped, showing the home of the Wicked Witch of the West, Winky Country, in the east. This is believed to be a mistake. Later versions corrected this. Next is one of the first Oz-themed toys, featuring the Tin Woodman and Jack Pumpkinhead. To the right is promotional sheet music from the Tick-Tock Man of Oz, a musical from 1913. At the same time, Billy Burke, who would go on to play Glinda in the 1939 MGM film, began her rise in popularity. On the bottom shelf, we have some artifacts from this early point in her career, including boxes of chocolates that she allowed her name and likeness to be used on, as well as a photograph of her from one of her performances. Next is a copy of The Theater magazine from 1916, a cover on which she appeared. On the far right is sheet music for the song Was There Ever a Pal Like You, also featuring her image. In front, we have several photographs of Burke from this period, as well as a collectible spoon with her likeness.